Quickly the days that are numbered pass by. So quickly the days of God's judgment draws nigh. So heedless of danger they're living today. God's love and mercy they're throwing away. Men are so busy with worldly achievement. The mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. Well, he warned off the dangers that lie in their path, but they heed not his mercy and they kindle God's wrath. Pleasures of this world is their only care, for where you have pleasure, their hearts will be there. Men are so busy with worldly achievement, the mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that his kingdom was not of this world, so what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on that great judgment day, when fire and great heat will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements, the mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that his kingdom was not of this world, so what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on that great judgment day, when fire and great heat will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements, the mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. Men are so busy with worldly achievements, the mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. On those who so carelessly forgotten their God. Nations are breaking, Israel's awakening, the sign that the prophets foretold. The Gentile is numbered with horrors and comfort. Eternity soon will unfold. The day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. The victory is growing, Jerusalem's restoring. Her national at long dethroned. Today she is calling, her letter rings falling. Return, O dispersed, to your own. The day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. Heaven's powers are shaking, and many are mistaking God's meaning to be of the sky. God's church is the power that's shaking this hour. The day of redemption is nigh. The day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is near.
False prophets are lying,
God's truth they're denying, that Jesus the Christ is our God. Though this generation spurs God's revelation, we'll walk where the apostles have trod. The day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. False prophets are lying, God's truth they're denying, that Jesus the Christ is our God. Though this generation spurs God's revelation, we'll walk where the apostles have trod. The day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. The God of this evil age has blinded the mind today of people who walk their own way according to God's own word, denying the things He's done, of sending His only Son, accepting the creeds of man, rejecting the word of God. This is the evening time, it's later than you think. The bride is preparing now for her Lord to meet. All things are ready now, so come by my ear. He that hath an ear to hear, the evening time is here. The darkness throughout the land, this world just can't understand. A prophet has walked this land, proclaiming the way to God. If you would be saved today, then follow the words He gave, accepting the word of God, for this is the evening time. This is the evening time, it's later than you think. The bride is preparing now for her Lord to meet. All things are ready now to come by night. He that hath the near to hear, the evening time is here. This is the evening time, it's later than you think. The bride is preparing now for her Lord to meet. All things are ready now to come by night. He that hath an ear to hear, the evening time is here. We hear about the war, we see the famine in the land. There's questions in the children's eyes, trouble in the east again. The whole world is shaking, with no sure place to stand. And the mournful sounds are heard throughout the land. But I keep listening for a different sound. The sound of the city that John saw coming down. The sound of the bride being united with the groom. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening. for a different sound. I remember the preacher saying, son, it shall come to pass. There'll come a generation that will be the last. I can't believe I'm standing here to see the end of time. And the preacher's voice still echoes in my mind. But I keep listening for a different sound. The sound of a city that jumps up coming down. The sound of the bride being united with the room. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening for a different sound. I remember the preacher saying, son, it shall come to pass. There'll come a generation that will be the last. I can't believe I'm standing here to see the end of time. And the preacher's voice still echoes in my mind. But I keep listening for a different sound. A sound of a city that jumps up coming down. The sound of the bride being united with the groom. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening for a different sound. It's almost time to say goodbye to a world that's vexed this heart of mine. Trials face on every hand, run by the curse of sin. I feel it won't be very long till Jesus comes to claim his own. We must keep this thought in mind. By the word, it's almost time. It's almost time to say goodbye to a world that's vexed this heart of mine. Trials faced on every hand, brought on by the curse of sin. I feel it won't be very long till Jesus comes to claim his own. We must keep this thought in mind. By the word, it's almost time. It's almost time to say goodbye to a world that's vexed this heart of mine. Trials faced on every hand, brought on by the curse of sin. I feel it won't be very long till Jesus comes to claim his own. We must keep this thought in mind. By the word, it's almost time. Matthew chapter 4, and starting 2. After he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was famished. And then the tempter came and said to him, if you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread. And he answered, it is written, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Und da 40 Tage und 40 Nächte gefastet hat, hungerte ihn. Und der Versucher trat zu ihm und sprach, bist du Gottes Sohn, so sprich, dass diese Steine Brot werden. Und er antwortete und sprach, es steht geschrieben, der Mensch lebt nicht von Brot allein, sondern von einem jeglichen Wort, das aus dem Munde Gottes geht. Heavenly Father, we just read your word here. We just want to give you thanks for this another day of life, Lord, and the many things you do for us, Lord. We just pray you just continue to do it as you see fit. As we don't have no program, we don't have no agenda. The only agenda we have is just get up early in the morning and hear your voice and hear you give us instructions throughout the day and allow us to see the dangers that we're going to encounter throughout the day. And we just pray you'll just continue to do it as you see fit, Lord. We just pray you'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. We'll continue with that subject we've been on. Now, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And we're saying that's why we have saturated ourselves over the years with the Word of God. God was preparing us for doing this very thing we're doing here now. But we want to come at it. We want to come at it from a different angle today, because there's another voice out there which is Satan. He knows exactly. He knows when to show up. Like it says here, after he had fasted 40 days, 40 days he was famished. He was probably weak, you know how it is. After he fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And Satan, he knows exactly when he should go on the attack, just when he's fasted 40 days. Usually you're kind of, like I say, you're kind of weak, just like it was here 2 years ago when I was right down to the bottom of the barrel, and I was sick unto death that he had to take me to the emergency. And here these tugs show up, these Satan's tugs. And they come here with good intentions and thinking they're doing God a service. They got a good deal for me. They want me to voluntarily to go back into their compound. And that's the good deal they have to take me back to Satan's clutches, you know, to go in that compound. The devil knows when to show up, you know. Just like I say, when I was right down and out, here comes his servants, his tugs. And that's the way he is today. He knows the Bible too. He can quote scripture left, right, and center. We get these tugs coming here and sending us emails and text messages of every description, thinking they're doing God a service. They think God is behind it. It's a Satan that uses them to send these stupid text messages and these stupid phone calls. But we've trained ourselves over the years. We didn't go to some straw pile and sit down and go to sleep. We were sober. We were vigilant. We read the scriptures. We know how to. We're not ignorant of Satan's tactics. And these stupid phone calls and these stupid text messages, if they don't quit them, we're going to just cut them off and block them out. We pretty well had enough of Satan. It's Satan talking. We don't care what Satan sees. We're not interested in his garbage. Like I say, he quotes the Bible. He knows the Bible better than people do. But he's only got one thing. He knows how to pervert it, just like it was back in the days of Jesus, when Jesus told his disciples, "I got to go up to Jerusalem, and I got to suffer much at from the scribes and the Pharisees." And then Peter, he chirped up in his head, "Oh Lord, shone it on yourself. Don't do that." And then Jesus said, "Get behind me, Satan." This is his right hand man, Peter, told him, "Get behind me, Satan, because you don't have God's interest at heart." And the same thing today. These people that send us these text messages, these phone calls, they have not got their best interest at heart. They have got one thing in heart, to try to deceive us, to try to lead us down some rabbit hole that makes no sense at all. And that's what they do. That's why we're on top of things. That's why we're not ignorant like that early church. They were not ignorant of Satan's cunning devised fables and his tactics. And so are we not. If they keep sending them, we'll just cut them off.
It says in James 2:19, "You believe that God is one, well and good. That's well and good. Even the demons believe that and tremble with fear. But would you like evidence, you empty fellow, that faith without works is useless?" See, there's this lady that sends her little verses and she quotes scripture and stuff like that. But it says here that faith without works is useless. Like, these words are empty words. It says even the devils believe and tremble. And so likewise, a lot of people, they can quote the Bible, and but there's no life behind it. You know, yeah. Abraham had a life to show for what his faith. You know, he had a life. Behind that faith was a proven journey of what he has accomplished because he believed God. And people that just send empty words, Christian verses and stuff like that, it texts that stuff. And behind it, there is no life to show. Mm-hmm. And then it's empty. It's works without faith is dead. There's no life to prove that those words mean something.
The bottom line is it directed from Satan, mm-hmm. and not of God, and God's not going to ignite it, just like it was back with Cain and Abel. They both came and brought a sacrifice, and Abel got his from the Lord, his instructions from the Lord, and then he knew exactly what kind of a sacrifice to bring, and Cain, he brought from his good intentions. Mm-hmm. He had good intentions, and he thought it was here. He brought the best of the fruit, but God would not ignite it. That's the same with that filth that keeps sending us here, and this garbage, and the good intentions, no doubt about it, just like Cain back then, but God's not going to ignite it because it's a bunch of garbage. And we're not interested in that, like I say. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And the devil knows that, so what he do? He sends in his 5 cents worth. Mm-hmm. He's got his tugs out here sending their garbage and mm-hmm. trying to preach and all that stuff. But God is not involved in it, just like these other right preachers. God is not involved in their preaching because they're not connected to the source. They're not connected mm-hmm. to that vine. And they preach their head off. They go to church every day. They don't even know why they go there.
That's
it's
right.
All just deception mm-hmm. and just... that's why I keep saying, if they don't take their servants out in the middle of the yard, burn them up, just up the road, here there's coming that judgment day. It's only 3 years away when the day of the Lord will come upon them on the earth. And now, I sent them some books. I told them exactly what they're about. I told them to take their servants out there and burn them up and put this here thing in. Plug this message on there and their PA system. And if they don't do it, now that they know, they're going to have over in hell, they'll have a double dose. They get the penalty is 1 million years and now it'll be, or the lake of fire, it'll be 2 million years in the lake of fire. Now that they know, they don't think they're not going to get away with their garbage. They got these people under tremendous fear, just like mm-hmm. over in Iran, like
that's
these
right.
leaders in Iran. They got people shaking of fear, but now all of a sudden they're starting to rise up, and what they do, they go out and they kill them and they demolish them simply because they're calling the bluff. And here's the same thing. They got these tugs, that Leonard and that Eli from his valley. They're the strong man for that system. And they keep people in such tremendous fear that they're literally shaking in their boots that lady that you called yesterday. All of a sudden, you had a good conversation. All of a sudden, it dawned on her.
Mm-hmm.
If she's going to be found out from that Leonard that she was talking to you, she's going to get raked over the coals. And so all of a sudden, she kind of was looking for an exit round.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing. It's an invisible fear that the people have from these demons, from these tugs, from these religious leaders, from that Leonard, from Delta, and from that Eli, like I say, they're the strong man in that system, and we got their number. We're exposing them for who they are, but that's all right. Let them go do their thing. If they don't change their attitude, within the next 3 years, they're going to get a double dose, because we told them that time and time again. I told them what they need to do. They're not, they think they're sitting up there And like Jesus said, and Moses, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat.
Mm-hmm.
But there's going to become an accountability
mm-hmm.
with the things that they've taught. Imagine having all these innocent people on their neck on the day of judgment. God's going to hold them accountable for deceiving these people that doesn't know any better.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what, if they don't change their attitude, it's going to be a very tough day ahead for them on the day of judgment, because I've seen it over and over again, what happens to these people that do what they're doing. I read the book of a story about this, maybe I listed on the computer, about this lady that the Lord took down to hell, to survey hell, and she saw some activity just up ahead. There's a lot of activity going on, a lot of demons there in that particular place. When she got closer, she saw there was a preacher that she knew, but when she was there, a person that misled people, and then because of him, there's a lot of people down in hell, because what that preacher did, he was deceiving the people, knowingly deceiving it. They get the double dose, and these demons, they were there just persecuting and terrorizing that individual, because he was deceiving the people. That's the way it is with these preachers.
Right.
They know very well they don't have nothing to offer.
Mm-hmm.
They know very well what they're doing is telling a bunch of lies.
Mm-hmm.
They know very well the things that we're saying is 100% true, because they're listening in. They privately listen in and then spy on us. And now that they do that, they know exactly what this is about. They know that the Lord is using you and I to finish off this work here. They know that, they heard that God sent the prophet. They know all about that man from Forest River Colony that came and told them that Hunter, I think, is not it. They know all that. Just because they're trying to cover it up, they're going to get a double dose. Now that they know, they're going to get, like I say, Jesus said, he that doesn't know is going to get some stripes. But he that knows and doesn't do it, he's going to get the double dose. Just that
mm-hmm.
simple. It's not over when it's over here. You're going to have to give an account. Them two strongholds, they're going to have to give an account to the Lord of glory one day. I'll just up the road here. It's not going to go past 2028, because we know at midnight there was a cry on February the 28th, 1963. There was a cry and a shout from heaven, behold the bridegroom, come and go ye out to meet him. That happened exactly 63, and the beginning of latest year was 1906. Now you can do the math. If you've got grade 3 education, you know very well that then 2021 was the end of the grace age. Now you got 7 years left before it's all over, and all you got to do is open up your eyes and you can see exactly that Israel is restoring. The day of redemption
is
here.
That's right. And you can see nations are breaking. You can see what God is really doing when you would look around the world, how these dictators are being dealt with and these regimes. You can see it will happen in Venezuela and what's happening going on in Iran and all these countries. You're going to see in Somalia, in countries like that, there's going to be in Egypt, there's going to be like in Iraq. You're going to see God is going to famish these gods. And the Muslim God there, and that is just like in the Bible, we know like that Muslim spirit. But that goes for all the gods of this world. That goes for that Hutterite God too. Like people that are fearful for these leaders that are dictating. When you talk to them and all of a sudden they realize, you know what, if I get caught talking to this person, then I'm going to be in trouble. And all of a sudden they're scared.
And fear comes
mm-hmm,
over.
That's right. That's part of the nations are breaking. Israel's are waking. And the signs that the prophets foretold, all these things have been foretold, and we are now living. We know the day and hour we're living in. Now, if we would not know the day and hour we're living in, we wouldn't know what's going on around the world. We'll be like everybody else. But we know the day and hour we're living in. Like the 6,000 years of Satan's reign is coming to a close. It's 3 more years and he's out of this. He's going to be locked up and he's going to be chained up and he's going to be down in hell and he won't be able to do what he's doing now anymore. For 1,000 years he's going to be out of the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you see slowly being happening all around the world. Satan is losing his grip. And he's gonna also lose his grip on the people in these religious systems. He's gonna lose his grip, and you will slowly start seeing it all happening, because we know the day and hour we're living in. Just like you said, we know that midnight cry. That give us the time frame of the Laodicea church hour. And when the Laodicea church hour is over, there's 1 week left, 7 years for Israel. And then the millennium after the day of the Lord and the judging of the sheep and goat, the millennium sets in. And then that's 1,000 years. Like I said, we know the day and hour we're living in. And these things that we see happening around the world, they don't shock us.
Mm-hmm. All you got to do is open your eye, listen to the news, and you're going to see exactly Israel single-handedly destroying these countries round about, these Arabs and these terrorists and these Muslims, single-handedly taking on seven fronts, just wiping them out left, right, and center, because the time is here now where Israel is awakening and coming back into power, just as it was back in the days of Solomon. Israel is coming back, and they're going to build their temple, and they've got very short, just a little season of time here when they'll do that before the Lord Jesus comes. God is putting them out on display for you and I to see what's going on. Because, see, we saturate ourselves with that word, because man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And we have saturated ourselves that we know exactly what's going on. But here, today, we're talking about, in the meantime, here is Satan also with his garbage. Quoting scripture, they keep sending their garbage, their text message and their phone call, trying to divert us. But it's a cheap shot. Behind it is the spirit of the Satan. They don't know about that. They think they're doing God a service. They get off on it, just like a whatever. Just like a drunk, he gets off on another bottle of whiskey. That's how these people, they get off on it. It's like an addiction trying to send out their garbage.
Mm-hmm. They think they're doing God a service without His being His will. Like, think they're Christian and godly. Mm-hmm. But you know these people, and there's no life behind them.
Yeah.
And then it's just empty words, and they have no weight.
When I always go look at the genetics of things. I look at what their parents did and their forefathers and all that. Like I say, you look at the genetics of the first. Sometimes there's somebody with pretty good genetics, and people like that, you kind of listen to it. But some of them, they got no genetics of none kind. Their parents were no good. Their grandparents were nothing but troublemakers. And their great-grandparents, they were just immigrants coming into the colony. And then you watch how they, their offspring does. And I don't pay attention to them because they're lightweight. There's nothing there. I hate to say it like that because people think we're ruthless and merciless. No, we just, our whole existence depends on who are you going to give an ear to. Are you going to give an ear to Satan, or are you going to give an ear to the Spirit of the living God? And then, they send in their garbage, and we're not interested. And if they keep sending it, we'll just cut them off. They'll have no access to this website. This here website, that's the only thing that's left for the human race. And he's closing Jesus now. If you reject that, believe you me, you will not be at the marriage supper of the Lamb. And if you're not at the marriage supper of the Lamb, all you gotta do is go back and read Matthew 22. And there it'll tell you what God's gonna do to these people that reject that invitation. And here's that invitation, the marriage supper of the Lamb. And like I say, if you reject it, you can go read it for yourself, what God's gonna do with these people. He's gonna come in and he's gonna kill these murderers and burn down their cities, burn down their colonies, burn down their everything that they see out there. He's going to burn them up, or he's going to give his servants in to go ahead, go out there and demolish them, because they rejected the truth for their day, and it's just going to happen just like it did back in the days of the prophet, back with Israel. He warned them and warned them and told them time and again what's coming, and then they had to go into captivity. And to this day, the Israelis are still out there and captivity, and scattered all over the world. But now here in his last closing days, he's bringing them all back to the homeland. You're going to see it with your own eyes. If you only have eyes to see and ears to hear, but even there, they can see it, but the devil has blinded the minds of them, that they cannot see the glorious light. They can't see what's going on around them. Mm-hmm. And we're trying for the last 30, 40 years to kind of waken the people and could balls on deaf ears. Then, like I say, that God gave that Joe Mandel from Forest River College an out-of-the-body experience because he wished his life away and they called and he needs to. He was thinking he's doing God a service, just like that Leonard and that Eli from him. They think they're doing God a service. They think it's a great thing, but God gave that man an out-of-the-body experience to tell the people that this is the wrong thing, this is the wrong direction to go. And then, you can see it right in front of your very eye. What Abraham told that rich man, they got Moses and the prophets. They don't hear them. Neither will they hear though somebody comes back from the dead. Because somebody did come back from the dead. What good did they do? I went down and talked with boys. What good did they do that their dad came back from the dead to tell them that's not it? They just looked at it and observed. Then they decided it's not going to fit our program, because if we accept what he said, then we have no job. We might as well just pack it in. And so they forgot about it and kind of put that thing in the back burner and just try to snuff it out, because I was down there. I talked them face to face. I told them about it. They didn't want to talk about it. In fact, like I said over and over, they wished that heart attack would have been fatal, so he doesn't come back and tell us all that stuff that he saw. But here, it's still the truth. At the end of the day, it's still going to remain true. And these people, now that they know what's going to happen, now they go down in hell, they're going to have a double dose, just like that girl that toured hell. She saw these demonic things, these people, these preachers that were misleading the people. She saw how they up there being especially tormented, more than everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's different levels of torment down in hell. Mm-hmm. They say it's shaped like a body, and there's different sections of torment. That's why in one place it says everlasting darkness and things like that. There's different levels of torment when people, all depends on their deeds that they have done, their wickedness, and that's the punishment. Leading people astray like these preachers do, that is a very high punishment, because deceiving people and misleading them, mm-hmm. that is so wrong. And you can see that I didn't have to have an out-of-body experience. I just, the Lord showed me that Hutterite system was not the way to heaven. And if these people are standing there in the pulpit and they're deceiving people, that it is. That the Gemahshoft, it's not the Gemahshoft that the Bible talks about. Mm-hmm. It's a fellowship. So right there already, it's deception. Because it's misusing the scripture and what the purpose of it was. It was really back in the early church with the Jewish people. They are they lived in little fellowships, mm-hmm. because they believed. All those that were converted to Christianity, they had all things common. But
each had her own house.
That's right.
Each had her own business.
They were business-minded people, and they had their freedom. On the colony, you don't have your freedom, because it's obvious if you speak to certain people, then they're scared what's going to befall them.
See, that's hijacked that whole Gemahshoft thing, and they don't even know it. Like I say, Jesus said back in the day to the scribes and the Pharisees, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, you're holding the door shut. You can't, you yourself cannot come in. You can't, you got issues in your life that you can't overcome. Mm-hmm. So what you do, you hold the door shut to those that want to come in." That's exactly right. When you had that conversation with that lady yesterday. All of a sudden it dawned on her, if that Leonard finds out that I'm talking to that, to Lorraine, he's gonna go take, rake me over the coal. And all of a sudden fear gripped her, and all of a sudden she had to hang out, she had to go do something else. Just the same thing today. That these people, like I said, they're holding the door shut with their fear mongering. Mm-hmm. Well, I called their bluff back in the day, mm-hmm. 30 years ago, and I It's exactly what that song was saying today. Fear not them that kill the body, but fear him that once the body is killed, that has the power to destroy both the body and the soul in hell, because eventually that hell gets cast into that lake of fire, and then that lake of fire, I don't know how long it's going to be, but eventually that body and that soul is completely destroyed. And that's exactly the penalty that waiting for that Leonard and for that Eli, because they're the strong people. Mm-hmm. And if they don't turn around and do exactly what we say, because we can't get this truth in there because the people are scared of them. If they don't give orders to put this thing on their PA system, they're going to go and do exactly what it says, what we're telling you about that girl that toured hell. They're going to have a double dose down there where the demons of hell are given the go-ahead to just torment them without measure. That's exactly what's going on. That's what we've been trying to beat the gumption. That's why we're saying it the way we're saying it. That's why we have so much velocity when we say it, because we know it's the truth. We know it's real. Mm-hmm. And they're going to judge it. Like I say, it's not only God, it's a devil that quotes scripture out of context and just to use it to fearmonger and do whatever they're doing out there now. Mm-hmm. But they're going to get away for now. Mm-hmm. If they don't turn around, they're just up the road here. We got it right down pretty much to the day. December 2028, that's it for the devil. Then he gets thrown into hell. The angel come down, puts him in the chain, and he's unheard of for the next 1,000 years until he's released again. And it's just the program that you and I saturate ourselves with that word all our life, and now we know exactly where it fits. And then the Lord brought us to the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson, and then he led us on, and then he gives us the responsibility to put this thing out there. And just like Brother Brennan came to Brother Jackson, and he said, "Brother Jackson, I want you to go speak for me." Well, he said, "They won't believe me." Well, God, he didn't answer me. He said, "I want you to speak for me." And he kept making excuses. And the third time, "I want you to go speak for me." And then he was done with excuses. Mm-hmm. And he said, "I do it if I can speak on these 7 things. And then Brother Ben, go ahead, go for it. And here we have it. We know all these things here in these closing days of time. And all we're doing, we're putting it out there for people to believe it, or they can reject it. And if they reject it, they're going to go out to hell. And that is just that simple. You cannot, there's no two places, there's no two ways. God paid with a lot of effort and a lot of expense. These people, they had to go through a lot to bring us the truth here in these closing days of time. And you and I, we went through a lot of persecution, a lot of terrorism going on that they used to try to break us, to make us bow down to their garbage. But we call their bluff and we call their shut. And now there's only one thing left for them to do. You either put this thing out there for those people, or you're going to go and get that exactly that same dose that these people got, that Jesus said over and over. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees. Woe unto you, woe unto you. Matthew, you can go and read it yourself. We're not making these things up. We just, like I say, we saturate ourselves with the Word of God. And now here in these closing days of time, we have been given the responsibility to keep this thing alive. Like the other day, like I told you the other day, that thing about that Joe Mandel, that thing fell asleep. But here the other day, I couldn't sleep. The Lord reminded me of that, to keep that thing alive so that people will not have an excuse when they get over on the other side. And all of a sudden, these people, they listen to it all of a sudden, and then all of a sudden they chill out. They don't want to hear it no more because it's the truth. And then, just like exactly said, like that van that the sword went forth to show, and some of it fell on rocky ground, and some amongst the thorn, but some fell on good ground. And that seed that fell on good ground, it brought forth 30, 60, and 100-fold. They're not going to be the people that are chilling out when things kind of get hot. It's just that simple. Mm-hmm. And see, like I'm saying this morning, we have an adversary, and these adversaries, they keep sending out these diabolical, satanic sex messages and these satanic phone calls, and we're not interested in them.
Mm-hmm. And it is very deceptive. Like, if you don't have the Holy Spirit and be able to discern what's really behind it, it can really deceive you. Like, and these preachers, there is an anointing on it. Like Brother Brenham has a message, anointed once in the end time. And there is an anointing on these people. And they're so anointed that they can really take the scripture and they can really make you believe that what you're saying is true. Like I know when that Joe was here from Cyprus, he took the scripture and he totally took it out of context. Mm-hmm. And if I would not be able to discern what a spirit behind it, then you know you could almost fall for it.
Mm-hmm.
But because I know what the Lord has worked in my life over the years and where he's brought me from, where he's brought us to, that when these people say these things, I know what spirit it's of.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's deception. But people who don't know that, they're totally paralyzed by that spirit and taken in and they're deceived. And it says in the end time, the deception will be so great that like even the elect would be deceived if it would be possible. But because all our life, that's what we did. We were in the Word of God and walked in His ways so that we can, be in His presence, be led and guided by His Spirit into the righteousness for our day and hour, that we can know when these people say these things and where they're coming from and what's behind it.
It's exactly what Jesus said to Peter: "Depart from me, get behind me, Satan. You don't think about the things that has eternal value. You're just doing what's fleshly,
mm-hmm.
and natural, like the mm-hmm. natural man."
That's right.
And, his strongest ally, Peter, mm-hmm. and still. Satan can speak to him.
Yeah.
How much more can Satan speak to these lightweight
mm-hmm.
that have no record at it? Their genetics are no good. Their dad was no good. They're no good. Then they're right down. That's what I first look at. Yeah, sometimes there's somebody that stands out, that has a good record and mm-hmm. all that stuff. But the first thing you do, what's their record? Like Joe Funk, right? That honey, you know. You look at those honeys, you know. They got a very poor record. They're very delusional people, you know. They get something in their head and they think it's of God. I think God is speaking to them.
Mm-hmm.
Like that Danny from Heartland there. He thinks he's convinced that God was speaking to him. That's because God used them to take that J.K. guy to court. He won the Supreme Court. He thinks he's the king of the county now, all of a sudden.
Yeah,
he doesn't know that he's led by the devil.
And there's this Mendel that bought our truck, one of our trucks, when we had it on sale. Oh, he talked like he was a big, best and the greatest Christian in the whole planet. I thought to myself, well, these are just words that you're talking here now. I'll see if there's any fruit behind the words that he's saying, because especially with Mendel's, they can talk so godly you would almost think it's true. But then a month later he phoned me up and he was swearing and trying to blackmail, and I thought to myself, well, there are the fruits of all his righteous talking.
Mm-hmm.
And it that's exactly what I thought when I heard him talk like that. That's easy, being able to talk Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
Because every Tom, Dick and Harry in this world thinks they're a Christian. And then, but when it comes down to the nitty gritty,
to the fruit of it,
the fruits were bad apple.
Mm-hmm. Just that simple.
Mm-hmm.
We're just trying to put it out there. And I keep saying it over and over again. There's very little. There's only 3 more years left. That says according to the scripture. Now we're not having a prophecy here.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't go by somebody prophesying and this, that, and that. We go via the scripture, because the Bible says prophecy will fail, tongues will cease, prophecy will fail, but the word of God abideth forever. And that's
mm-hmm.
what we go by. We go by the word of God, and the word of God put out these two men to the church here, to Laodicea. That's where we get a lot of our information from. And now here we are down at the closing days of time, pretty much the last chapter. We're in the week of the end, and the last part of the week of the end, and then we got it down according to the Mayan calendar, according to what Brother Brenham said, according to what Brother Jackson said, and the countdown is on. And here we're given that December the 2028. It's all over but the crying. And you have only 3 more years left to make up your mind. And then you're just going to have to go out there to wherever. There's only 2 mm-hmm. places where you can go to. Sayorta mensh has do for the divided leaves of heaven. There's only 2 places. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. It's just that simple.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just come before you, Lord, and we give you thanks, Lord, for leading and guiding us by your word, Lord. We know what the psalmist wrote. Thy word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway, Lord. And we know what your word says. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And we just followed your ways, Lord, and into your truth for our day and hour. We were obedient to that heavenly vision, Lord. When you spoke to us, Lord, into our spirit, in that righteousness for our day and hour, through the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson, we were obedient and we followed what you required, water baptism in Jesus' name, and we were not ashamed to be identified with you. So we just lay it out for people, Lord. If they can believe, Lord, you'll do something for them in their lives, Lord, and in the lives of their family. But if they reject it, Lord, they reject truth, Lord, and people that reject truth, they're going to be led out to hell and death, Lord. It's just 2 places. We just pray for people, for their hearts, Lord, that they, that you can cultivate in them, Lord, a heart that can receive truth. We just want to give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.